3 people were killed Sunday and 10 wounded when Russian forces attacked a boat carrying evacuees from flooded occupied territory to the Ukrainian-controlled city of Kherson, the regional governor said. The area has been stricken by catastrophic flooding after the destruction of the Novokakhovka Dam, which Kyiv and Moscow have accused each other of deliberately blowing up. Russia and Ukraine announced simultaneously on Sunday the return of nearly 100 soldiers from each side. Russia's defense ministry, in a posting on the Telegram messaging app, said 94 Russians in Ukrainian captivity had been released after negotiations. The head of Ukraine's presidential administration said 95 Ukrainian service members had been returned, including some wounded. Shelling and gunfire resumed Sunday in the Sudanese capital, witnesses said, after the end of a 24-hour ceasefire that had given civilians rare respite from nearly 2 months of war. The latest in a series of ceasefire agreements enabled civilians trapped in the capital Khartoum to venture outside and stock up on food and other essential supplies. The leaders of Italy and the Netherlands, along with the EU Commission president, were in Tunisia on Sunday. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the EU will support Tunisia by providing 100 million euros for border management.
We both have a vast interest in breaking the cynical business model of smugglers and traffickers. It is horrible to see how they deliberately risk human lives for profit. So we will work together on an anti-smuggling operational partnership.
Tunisia has seen growing numbers of African migrants arriving from neighboring Libya and has appealed for economic help. This is VOA News. Former Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has been released after her apparent arrest on Sunday.